Let's do this.
What's good, you guys? You know it is your boy, Keith Fit. And this is another episode, episode 2 of Keith Fit TV. And I got my boy with me, Lumine.
What's up, Keith? What's up, man? What's going on?
What's good, Lou, man? Dude, how you been, bro?
I'm doing good. You know, just got out of work.
Yeah, I heard that. How was your day, man?
It was good. It was snowing.
Yeah.
Snowing in May, man.
Bro, I see the flakes falling right now. That's crazy. So, but what I wanted to say was, today's topic is going to be understanding that you have a gift, that everyone has a gift. What do I mean by this? I mean kind of like, you know, we were all born with a gift. Like we're more talented than what we think. A lot of us, I believe, walk around here with talent and don't use it. Mm-hmm. And I just want to talk about creating success off your talent is the best way to put it. So what do you think about when I say creating success off your talent? Like, what does that mean to you, bro?
What that means to me, created success off your talent, is you gotta find what is your talent first to build and succeed off of it.
Right.
Like, you can't just walk around and try to fit in with something that you really don't want to be fit into.
Right. You're absolutely right. So what you're saying is don't be afraid to go outside the box.
Right.
It's a good way to put it. Don't be afraid to go outside the box. You know what I mean? Don't be afraid to get outside your comfort zone. I know how we were talking about in episode 1 about the lid. How there's a lid on society, like society put mm-hmm. a lid, but we also, in my belief, we also put a lid on ourselves, far as, you know, like we were talking about in the first one, bro. Excuse me, I'm sorry, but like we was talking about in the first one, bro. The only limits we set is the limits. The only limits that exist is the limits that we set on ourselves. So, if I was to ask you, bro, in your opinion, how would an individual go about finding that talent, finding that gift, that blessing that they have, that ability to achieve or that ability that allows them to stick out from the crowd? You know what I'm talking about?
I would just tell them, if I was telling someone face to face, I would tell them to just give it time. Because you don't want to rush things and then everything's going to be failing. So everything's failing around you. So you think that you're not ever going to succeed because everything's failing around you.
Right, okay.
So you just want to just give it time, trust the process, keep working hard, and you will see stuff.
Right.
And you will succeed in
life. Right, I believe that, bro. Nothing beats hard work, bro. Nothing beats hard work. And then, you know, I believe it starts when we're young, you know. You know, like LeBron didn't know he was going to be LeBron, but he knew that he loved basketball, and he knew that's where his gift was. You know what I mean? Right. His gift lied in that. Kevin Hart didn't know he was going to be Kevin Hart, but he knew he was funny. He was funny when he was, like, a kid, you know, and then growing up. So, definitely, you want to just, you know, find that. And when you have that, when you're young, you know, as you mature and grow, I believe you should definitely pursue it, you know. Mm-hmm. For example, like, I lift weights, bro, all the time. and you know, to an extent, that can be an avenue for me to create success, you know what I mean, off mm-hmm. of, and same with the other people that, you know, are fit. Now, a lot of people don't, I grew up, and I was an athlete, bro, off rip, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah,
so,
the whole family's like that.
Yeah, bro,
family's gifted with ball, man.
but what I'm saying is if you understand that you've been doing something and you're good at it from a young age, as you grow older, pursue it, use it. You know what I mean? That's your gift. That's mm-hmm. your tool that, you know, that God has blessed you with. That's your gift. That's your money maker. That's what will allow you to change not just your life, not just your family's life, but the lives around you. You know what I mean? And around the world, to be honest. I mean, look at the impact certain individuals have. You know what I mean? As far as like, if I'm talking about like those people who are you know, celebrities. Those people, the people that made it. Look at the impact that they're able to create on this world because of they decided to follow their gift and follow their talent. You know what I mean?
Right,
so,
right.
So I definitely wanna let the viewers know that, you know what I mean? If you write, if you like to write, then honey, write. You know what I mean? Write, write, and write, and keep writing. You can come out with books, a whole bunch of stuff. Poetry. If you do poetry, do poetry. You know what I mean? But find a way to create a better life for yourself through the gift or your talent, you know?
Right. I was gonna say something like that, like when you have that talent, don't let nobody stop you from using that talent, because if you're gonna let someone stop you and, you know, don't let you use your talent right, then you're not happy with it, then you're not seeing the world and you're like living in
right
happy
right
so don't. Like the more that you like keep your talent, is the more happier you get, because you're still using that talent without you even noticing.
Yeah, right, right. You're right.
Which turns it into positive attitude, and then more people are gonna look at you and rely on you and depend on you because of your positive vibes that you're shooting out.
The energy, right, right. I like that, bro. I like that. I like that, dude.
I think that's one of my gifts is. What we're doing right now, cultivating, you know, setting high standards on what we see, you know what I mean?
Like,
I feel like nobody shouldn't be walking around with their head down.
No, I believe that, bro. I truly believe that, because, you know, I feel the same way, to be honest with you.
Everybody is gifted.
Everybody. That's what I'm saying.
So
like,
you're going to walk around with your head high, positive vibe shooting, you know?
Right. Right, exactly. You know, like, if you do math, then do math. You know what I mean? Like, become a mathematician, do something with that. If you're real smart in math or whatever subject it is, you know,
mm-hmm.
pursue it. If you are an actor, an entertainer, by nature, when you step in the room, when you step in the room of a house full with people and no one's having a good time until you get there, you know what I mean? Do something with that. Why not hit a stage, you know?
Right.
Find a
yo, where's that mic at?
That's right. Where that mic at? Let me hit that. Do something like that, man, and create. And that's what I really want to do with this episode, you know what I'm saying? Right. It's just allow the viewers to understand that, you know, they are great. They are gifted. And to create and to use that gift to create a better life for themselves. It's possible. It's not. It's gonna take a minute. You know, it's gonna take some time. You know, but that's what hard work is. You know what I mean? Hard work is whenever hard work is anything that you do that you don't want to do, but you know you have to do it to get to where you want to get to. You know what I mean?
Nothing is easy in life.
Never.
And like, with that being said, it's like when people are like failing 99 times, that 100 time, it's gonna work.
That's right.
And a lot of people stop at 99.
Yeah.
And they're like, dude, this isn't me. Like, I'm failing. Like,
right.
Like, God isn't on my side. God is always on your side. God is always walking. So if God's always walking, he's trying to tell you, don't stop, keep walking too.
Exactly. I like that, bro. I like that, dude. You know, like Cardi B said, man. I don't know. Like, bro, listen. There's a lot of motivational stuff out there that I don't even think people be really realizing. Like, okay, so Cardi B said, knock me down 9 times, but I get up 10. That's the approach you want to have towards your dreams, you know what I mean?
Right.
Towards your talent, towards your gift, towards the work, towards the mode that you're doing to create a better life for you and for your family, you know? Like here's another one. I thought it was cool, man. Paw Patrol. You ever watch Paw Patrol?
Nah.
Bro.
No, I haven't.
Bro. Paw Patrol, what did they say? They be saying, no job too big, no pup too small. You know, like that's amazing to me. That's so powerful because it's just saying that, like, no matter who you are, you are capable of accomplishing anything. Right. You know what I mean? And that's what that's what them pups believe. Like, yo, let's do it. Let's do it. We got it. Let's do it. Because no job is too big for us. You know what I mean? And no matter what size pup it is, yo, we can do it. Let's do it. Yep, you know?
That's why I did, I don't know if any of my viewers out there do the Nike running app.
Yeah.
But I'm in it's like a 50 May K.
Yeah.
And you're supposed to run like 30 something miles to like achieve that goal.
Okay.
And like, I've been taking it step by step, but I'm like, I can do this because like, I love what I'm doing. Like it's a gift.
Yeah. Running. Like, okay.
Like, so like, I use that gift to beat my goals so I can achieve and take another step higher on what I want to succeed.
For sure, bro.
To battle my health and my fitness.
You know what, bro? That's awesome. Which you know what I mean, makes me think. Dude, you should do something with that. With that run thing. Man, like, okay, so Kevin Hart, he ran, right? He did a run and he was like, man, let me just see what I can do. I'm going to post something. Yo, I'm running here at this location. If you're in the area, you want to run with me, come on, let's run, let's get fit together type deal. Man, and really, and people showed up, and then he did it again, and even more people showed up. Then he did it again, and even more people showed up, and he created a big-time movement and became, like, a fitness dude, man. Like, as far as, like, he got signed by Nike and everything. So all what I'm saying is, if you believe that that's a gift of yours, a talent, bro, that's gonna be hot, bro.
What I like to do on my Monday through Fridays is I like to like set my own tone at like my own pace and stuff. But if like people, like I get some people, you know, telling me like, hey, like can I join and stuff.
For real?
Yeah, I'm always open. Like, I'm always like, yeah, come. Like we don't have to run.
Hold on, real quick. For our viewers that are listening, yo, if you looking to get fit, holla at my boy Lou Money. Lou, tell them where they can reach you at, bro. All your social media, man.
Well, Instagram, Loud Lewis, Loud _Lewis. Snapchat would be Lou32898. And Facebook is just my name, Louis Kazua. So,
bam, that's what I'm talking about, bro. Let them know, bro.
Like running, like I just wanted to like inspire people, especially during quarantine time.
Yeah.
Like the coronavirus happening and stuff is like, don't give up on your fit. Like, don't give up on your body. Just because life is hard and like people are struggling and like running with like the kid or having like kids issues and stuff and like not walking and stuff. Just feel like you're always like you still have that talent in you to go out and do something great.
Right.
So you should always like, I'm not saying everybody's loves to run or loves to walk, but like give it a shot. Like if you want to like get 100 steps in a day or something, you know, just succeed little by little to reach that goal.
Right. Because it's only going to make you better and only going to make you stronger and healthier and more fit.
Hey, I'm trying to get you to run and walk with me, man.
Hey, listen, I know, bro. I know, man. It'd be hard. It'd be hard to get out here and run. I'd be like, man, my little legs be shaking. Do I really want to run?
Man, it's really truly a blessing that, you know, I can post my Nike Run Club and have people liking it and stuff. So I know that they're looking at it.
Yeah, checking you out, bro. So, that's what's up. And you know, just keep doing that. You know, and that's a good example, bro, of, you know, finding a talent, finding a gift, and just pursuing it, man. And pursue it to the maximum potential, you know? Because as far as we know, we only got one life. One life. And, you know, there's no reset button on anything. So we should be out here trying to make our lives the best. You know what I mean? Live our life, make the rest of our life the best of our life, so to speak. And while doing that, being impactful to those around us, you know what I mean? Like, just saying, just the little things, to be honest, bro. Like, hey, miss, your shoes look nice. Oh, she could be like, oh, really? Thank you. And that can really be uplifting, because you never know what type of day the next man is having. So you definitely want to always, you know what I mean, show love to all of those around you. Like you said, what I'm trying to say is don't be afraid to help those neither. You know what I mean? And use your gift to do so, because you only got one life, man.
Expand your gift.
Exactly. Exactly, bro.
If you expand your gift, then they're going to want to expand that gift that you're willing to give to them.
Right, right.
So, like, if someone comes up to you and sees you lifting, since you know, that's your talent, for sure, is lifting. So, like, for example, like me, like, I came up to you.
Right.
I say, yo, dude, let me be like you, but let me know some weights. Let me know what I can hit and stuff. You showed me. I learned, and then I can expand that gift to others that want to learn.
Right, exactly, so, bro.
Like, don't hold in like that talent. Expand it. Show people what all the talent you have.
Right,
to
I like
full
that.
Potential.
I like that, man. I like that. You know, it all ties in together, so to speak. You know, because you know, if you have a gift. Once you find your gift, or if you already have found it and you pursue it, you know what I mean? Like you said, expand it. And it'll expand through you showing love and being kind and being able to, okay, I'm moving forward, but I'm going to reach back and grab somebody and pull someone else forward.
Always ask for help.
Uh-huh. Always, bro. Always, man. And, you know. And that's how you're able to grow and continue to grow and, you know, find the best version of yourself. And in doing that, you'll be able to help those around you grow and find the best versions of themselves as well. Ooh, that's powerful. That's deep. That's deep, bro. That's deep. I need to write that down or something.
Yeah, that's, I don't know. Just something about, like, these last two topics that, man, we've been hitting hard on them.
I know, man. I just want to say, you know, I'm really pressed for time, so I'm not going to be here too long. But I just really want to say I truly appreciate all of those listeners out there that's checking in, viewing it, all the love and support we're getting from these man, bro. Oh my goodness. That's amazing. Dream come true. And it's crazy because, like you were saying earlier, or like we were saying earlier, you know what I mean, about the whole gift and talent thing. One of our gifts and one of our talents is just the motivational conversations that we be having. Mm-hmm. You know, there are so many people out here that you know what I mean, love to hear, listen in to what we got going on. You know, and then the love being shown because of that, mm-hmm, is spreading like wildfire, man. I just want to thank you guys so much from the bottom of my heart for sharing, liking.
And we're on Spotify, too, so you guys can always check that out, too.
Yeah, man. And then, what, bro?
What was it? Keith Fit TV on Spotify?
Keith Fit TV on Spotify, man. Keith Fit TV on Spotify. And then we got a couple other,
I know we have a Google Podcast.
Yup, Google Podcast. And what was that? That Beaker?
Yeah.
Beaker app. Man, it's a couple other. Man, bro, we've been.
Oh, best one hit me so far is the Public Radio Podcast. That sounds cool.
That sounds cool, that bro. Sounds cool. But that's all because of you guys, man, the viewers. So, again, I just want to say thank you. If you got anything from this this conversation, you know, look deep within yourself. That's what the overall goal is to look deep within yourself and find what makes you happy and use that to create a better life for you and your family. You know, it's a pleasure talking to you, Lou.
For sure. Thanks.
You know what I mean? I love you guys. Thank you guys for tuning in. You know, and
just stay tuned.
Stay tuned. More to come, man. Another great episode. Thank you.